Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Christina. May I have the phone number associated with your account?
It's about an order. Can I give you the order number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Christina, one second. Okay, the order is 90001379.
Thank you, sir. Give me one moment to locate the order. I'll be right back with you. Thank you for your patience. Will you verify the name and address on the account for me?
It's Rafael Marinho, my name. The address is 2801 Southwest 160th Avenue, Miramar, Hollywood, Florida, 33027.
Thank you for that verification. And how can I help?
Yes, I have placed this order for $1,946.81 on January 16th. And I don't have a tracking number for the order, and I'm traveling abroad for quite some time, and I don't know if the order was shipped by you.
Give me one moment to check on the tracking. All right, I don't see that this has actually left the warehouse yet. What I'm going to do is...
Yes, I'm having, each time I phone, I'm having conflicting information. Some of your colleagues say that the order was shipped, and there were some pre-orders in the list, and they use the same tracking. So that USPS will only update the order when all the pre-orders are delivered. And mm-hmm. then there are people like you who says that never left the warehouse. And I'm going to ask for a refund because it's been almost a month, and you know, it's quite a large amount of money.
Yes, sir. If I'm just looking at the main page of the website, it tells me that it shipped. When I pull up the details, it hasn't. I can't stop this order from going out. I can remove the pre-orders, but I mean, I can issue a refund for $100. I mean, a gift card for $100, or issue it back as a refund on the order.
Sorry, I didn't understand. You want to refund $100 or sorry?
I can credit $100 for the order back to the original payment method. I can't stop it. The only items I would be able to stop are the items that were pre-orders.
Okay, but have the items which were in stock went for delivery?
Those have not, they're not physically out of the warehouse. The warehouse is moving, so it's causing a delay on shipments going out. As soon as it goes out, you'll be sent an email with the tracking information. If I just look at the main page of your order, it tells me they were shipped on the 18th, but they weren't shipped on the 18th. They were sent to the warehouse to begin processing that day. That has not physically left the warehouse yet.
They are waiting the pre-orders?
No, they're not waiting on the pre-orders. they're moving warehouses and there are delays due to them moving.
Ah, okay. So there is a warehouse moving.
Right.
Okay. And when this moving will be out and when this order will be like a processed, do you have any clue? Can we?
It should be going out as soon, very soon. They ship out on Tuesdays and Fridays. So it may be going out tomorrow. I would imagine no later than Friday. Like I said, I can't, but
as you see, probably we have other customers with the same problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the warehouse moving, probably other orders are delayed. Are you sure that, have you received any internal communication saying that things are being normalized this week or maybe next week? Or did you come up with this information that it maybe go out tomorrow or Friday?
The shipments that I've seen that have began processing around the same time as yours have been going out last Friday and on through the weekend. So I assume it will probably go out this week.
So you
I
have
can't
delays?
Make a guarantee.
Okay. You're seeing delays from orders placed during the same time as mine.
Yes, sir.
And this is quite it's been quite a thing happening around there, right?
That is correct.
There are many cases. Okay.
Yes.
So you want to refund me? You want to give me a gift card? I didn't understand the $100 issue.
I can either have it sent as a gift card, or I can issue it as a refund on the order.
But for $100, but for what the reasons? As a indemnity or what?
As a courtesy due to the delays.
Okay. I accept your. Okay, let's wait for the shipment. Let's wait another week, and I accept your refund, your courtesy refund for $100. But this won't stop the order to be processed, right?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
Okay, if you give me a courtesy of $100 refund, this will not stop my order of being processed, right?
No, it will not. It will not stop the order.
Okay. So let's give me the courtesy refund for the delay, and then let's wait another week.
All right, I've issued that. It takes about 10 to 14 days to reflect back going through PayPal.
Okay, no problem. So this is really due to the warehouse. If I go and place an order for $20 now, I'll have the same warehouse problem.
Probably, because they're just getting ready to move. They had to do inventory before moving when they came back from the first of the year. So they're still working on that. And yeah, there will probably still be
delayed.
Okay,
so all orders are delayed.
All
most
orders.
Of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just me. Okay.
Yeah.
So I can wait. All right. Thank you very much, Christine.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Have
You're
a great
very
day. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Bye-bye.